It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Farming, as you know, producers, is a very competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing away augers and other products designed especially for U.S. corn and soybean growers from a plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. You can get the story firsthand next week at Oscar Harvest Days at Grand Island, Nebraska, the 11th through the 13th. They'll be there waiting to see you at Lot 718, Tuesday through Thursday. Want to be number one? Well, get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. What do Manhattan, Kansas, Watertown, Wisconsin, and Grand Rapids, Michigan have in common? Well, they are among the areas flooded by the persistent rain that has stalled over the heartland. Tornado warnings and lightning strikes have also occurred. In Marengo, Illinois, a large barn burned after an apparent lightning strike. In Riley County, Kansas, they had to evacuate more than 100 people, rescue them from the floodwater yesterday. From This Week in Agribusiness, a fungus in plants known as tar spot could make the harvest of some of this year's corn crop a painful harvest. Tar spot in corn was first found in the Illinois-Indiana region about 3 years ago. And one symptom of the fungus is that the stalks can become quite brittle, making them very susceptible to lodging. My farmer friends in social media are already documenting some apparently severe cases of tar spot in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. In addition to slowing the harvest in those fields, the lodging could lead to yield loss if the grower can't pick up those stalks that topple over. Environmental protesters, about two dozen of them, might be seen along the road in Iowa this week. They started their 8-day trek Saturday, making their way from Des Moines to Fort Dodge. They haven't given up yet, fighting the Dakota Access Pipeline, being built from northwest North Dakota to southern Illinois. The protesters claim the pipeline could break and poison the water. Also, they say it will desecrate sacred sites of Native Americans. Legendary radio commentator, the late Paul Harvey, was born on this day 100 years ago. Paul lived to be 90. His radio broadcasts, carried on hundreds of radio stations around the world, were part of the breakfast and noon hour dinner time, not just for farm folks, but millions of Americans in our cities. Paul quoted me or referenced me a few times in his broadcast, and each time I heard from old friends across the nation. Harvey originated his broadcast from Chicago for some 60 years. Paul and his wife Angel died less than 18 months apart. Both were laid to rest very near their suburban Chicago home. They are survived by their son, Paul Jr. And yes, he was also known well. Paul was for that tagline of the series written by Paul Jr. And now you know the rest of the story. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Brandt. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.